www.realestateprepareness.com.
66 South Broadway is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Barry Shamish, who's going to bring us up to date with what's really going on in the Near East. Now, for those of you out there who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli patriot who spent probably close to 30 years as an investigative journalist in Israel, exposing many of the corruptions there, and of course the assassination of Rabin, who was the premier of Israel, who was killed by government officials. And of course, the whole thing was covered up, just as they killed Jack Kennedy and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy here in the United States and covered it up. But eventually, Barry was forced to come to the United States because of threats against his life. And of course, Israel's loss is our gain, although with the miracle of the Internet, why Barry's constantly in touch with people over in Israel, and they're reading the email articles that he sends to them. Well, Barry, what's going on this week that we should be concerned about?
Yeah, well, this was the week of Rosh Hashanah, and I took 2 days off from the computer, but there was plenty from last week that we haven't covered and we should. And one thing is a little offbeat, but I think it should be noted. Paul McCartney played a concert in Israel last Thursday, considered a massive success, 50,000 people paying. By the way, my family bought cheap seats, and they were $150 each. And those were cheap seats. The good seats close to the stage ran $1,000. So he really wasn't doing Israel such a favor, but he does it to wherever he goes, so you can get away with it. I guess you get away with it. But it wasn't just the concert, it was the message. And McCartney, when he got off the plane, barely in Israel, the first place he goes is Bethlehem, where he declares that he's for both sides. Well, he's for the two-state solution. Obviously, someone didn't tell him that Bethlehem has been cleaned out of Christians, and they're all over the world. And he doesn't know the situation, I guess. We'll leave it at that he doesn't know. But he did something on the stage that a lot of people were really ticked off about. Now, he did his usual concert, which is like 65% Beatles and which got a tremendous response, and 35% Wings, which didn't. But he took a section of his concert to do something just for Israel. He dedicated two numbers to the dead Beatles, George Harrison and John Lennon, who, in Lennon's case for sure, but I think in Harrison's as well, were knocked off. Lennon's killer was your standard, everyday, mind-controlled killer. Harrison, and I'll explain why that happened, and I'll explain the song that he sang. Harrison died very young, I believe in his 40s, from cancer, and I always suspected they knocked the two Beatles off who were fulfilling cultural duties. Harrison brought Eastern music to the West, and I suppose there was some function in spreading Indian philosophy. But Lennon was a different animal altogether. He met a dragon lady named Yoko Ono, I believe in 68, and then started writing anthems, New World Order anthems, the real thing, and I'll show you what I mean slowly. But he wrote things like Power to the People, Right On, and the classic Woman is the Nigger of the World, which, frankly, I don't know if that's more insulting to women or blacks, but he wrote this dreadful anthem. Oh, I should mention he wrote God, his famous God, which declares that God is a concept by which we measure our pain, which any religious person will tell you is completely, completely wrong. If you're religious, God is the concept by which you measure your joy. He was cutting away at people's beliefs. Don't get me wrong, I mean, he was a genius, but somebody took advantage of him. And he wrote a song that Paul McCartney sang called Give Peace a Chance, which McCartney would never have sang except in Israel. I'm amazed he could remember the words. Complicated song. But he's pointed to the audience and said, I want you to sing, and then screams, and I mean you. And then they start saying, Give Peace a Chance, which, by the way, in Israel is giving peace a chance. He should go to Gaza and sing that if he wants to change people's point of view. But neither here nor there. 50,000 people were now hugging, grabbing each other's forearms, swaying back and forth to give peace a chance. Now, Lennon was killed by someone named Mark David Anthony. Chapman, who... Well, he was your standard, everyday, a mind-controlled goon. Well, a couple of examples. He was in Beirut in 1975, in August, being trained at the YMCA. While the war breaks out, he's in the middle of Beirut, and let me tell you, everyone else stayed away from Lebanon, but he wanted to be in Lebanon during the start of the Civil War. He also went to Laos under a World Vision program. And World Vision is a little complicated, but on the board at the time was John Hinckley Sr., whose son shot Reagan because he wanted to impress Jodie Foster. In Mark David Chapman's case, he shot Lennon because he wanted to prove that he was the true catcher in the rye.
Always an excuse, but never the real one. Just, what do you tell the American people to confuse? We'll be back in just a moment. We're very American.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamus. Barry, pick the story up, please.
Well, sure. I mean, I won't go into mind control, but they use common cultural images. Again, Mark David Chapman was holding a Catcher in the Rye when he shot Lennon. And what he told the police was he shot Lennon because he was the real Catcher in the Rye, which is like a great reason to sit in prison for the rest of his life to prove that he was the real Catcher in the Rye. And there's a whole list of these. Sarah Jane Moore thought she was the Claro girl before she shot President Ford, not fatally. This is how it's done. They instill common images, and somehow they manipulate that into killing. And Lennon was murdered, and I think he was murdered because he was coming out of his trance. He had been terribly used by the forces of the, what is known as the New World Order. Yoko Ono, she got him started. Now, I'm gonna give you the words to the anthem of the Israeli peace movement. Whenever you have a major conference, the Geneva signing, Yossi Beilin, Shimon Peres has a peace conference, they always end on the evilest song ever written. And bear with me. Have some patience while I show you just how wicked Lenin's works were at that period, until again he woke up. I guess he wanted out of the uses that the New World Order used him for. They do get cultural heroes, and they do manipulate them. But here is Lenin writing, without a doubt, the most wicked song ever written. And I'm going to quote the song. Sure. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. In his little world, there's no heaven and there's no hell. There's no morality and there's no judgment. And you can live for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Well, we're going to eliminate countries, which, of course, is the Shimon Peres, Yossi Beilin philosophy, and we're going to eliminate religion, which is what is going on in Israel full-time and has been for the last 15 years, is killing the Jewish religion. To destroy Israel, again, without going into details right now. Ben, imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Well, that's just great. We're going to give up our possessions and head into a Marxist utopia. And this he was singing to teenagers who might have actually listened to him. But you may say, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. My, doesn't he accept every precept of the New World Order? Imagine paints a world with no heaven or hell, that is, without morality, with no countries, possessions, or religions. It's just a thoroughly dreadful vision of a robotic state without any devotion to higher good, and that's what Lenin was doing. This horrible, horrible imagine is drummed at us 20 years after he wrote it, more than 20 years after he wrote it. It's the anthem of the New World Order.
And, of course, the ultimate goal, the New World Order, doing away with all world religions, but they'll put in the new religion down the line after they've destroyed all the old ones, and then the installation of a world leader. That's the common denominator, and I think that song brings it out so well, what it's all about. Do away with right and wrong. There is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no judgment. Do what you want to do, live it up. And that's what so many of our people are doing today, and the tragedy that it brings to them. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, you know, you have people who think it's a beautiful song. It is an evil song.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And, you know, Lenin belonged to a Masonic order, the Aleister Crowley Lodge in London, where major rock stars, they were his fellow Aleister Crowley advocates, and they included the Rolling Stones, who were really into Satanism. If you listen to Sympathy for the Devil, they just describe really what the Masonic movement has done. I was there in St. Petersburg, and who killed the Kennedys, after all, was you and me, and so forth. This Sympathy for the Devil is just an instruction package. And, of course, they released their Sergeant Peppers. It was called Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Now, when McCartney starts singing Give Peace a Chance, he's instilling the Lenin messages. I mean, McCartney himself was too simple a guy to be used by the New World Order, and that's why he's alive. Same with Ringo Starr. I mean, they weren't used. But Lenin and, in a different way, Harrison were used by them, and they're dead at very young ages. Well, this was McCartney's trip to Israel. I don't know if he was instructed. Maybe he's just dumb, but he was passing a message that was absolutely irrelevant to the Israeli people, and nobody seemed to have caught on just how powerful a message he sent to Israel. Let's give peace a chance. All right, that's my summation of the McCartney visit to Israel.
And people were paying $100 to go to hear that?
No, there were no $100 seats. Cheapest seats were $150, 500 shekels.
Okay.
And 50,000 people paid it. But nonetheless, nobody noted that, and I spoke to my family and friends who had been to the concert. They had a wonderful time. Then they started describing it to me, and I saw the pattern right away. But I'm going to add another story that's personal. I was watching TV a few nights ago. There was a show about 9/11. And lo and behold, my personal tipster, Aaron Swirsky, was being interviewed. Now, this is one of the reasons why I was invited to the Alternative 9/11 conference a couple of years ago, was that I had a personal Israeli architect, one of the primary architects of the New World, of the New World, the World Trade Center. It should be the New World Trade Center, but it's the World Trade Center. And his name was Aaron Swirsky. Now, what he said on the show, he phoned me up. He's a religious guy, very modest, nice guy, lives in Netanya. And he phoned me up, and we had an ongoing conversation. He is now a conspiratorial guy. He wasn't when I spoke to him. But he phoned me up because he wanted to know about the buildings. He had designed them. And the first thing he says to me is, you know, a plane couldn't bring down the buildings. We took every precaution to make sure that wouldn't happen. These were very tall buildings, and we took the biggest plane commonly flown in the early 70s, the Boeing 707. And we did all kinds of experiments. We had it hitting dead on, bottom, top. He said, there's no way a plane could have knocked down those buildings. And this is what he said on this interview on TV, which made me very happy because I've been, I don't know if anyone believed there was an Aaron Swirsky who lives in Israel and was an architect of the World Trade Center, but there is, and he showed up on an American TV show. Now, a couple of years back, well, Alex Jones interviewed me about my little 9/11 knowledge, and I told him about Swirsky. Last time I was ever on Alex Jones, he's taken a very anti-Israel line, which does not fall in with reality one little bit. So we've had a bit of a falling out. But nonetheless, Swirsky told me more than the experiments they did on planes. Then he called me back, and he said, there's one other thing you should know. He said, they're claiming that jet fuel melted the steel. He said, first of all, jet fuel burns at 1,500 degrees. The steel doesn't melt till 2,200 degrees. He gave me a basic knowledge. But he says, even if the jet fuel was hot enough to melt the steel, where was the jet fuel? He said the plane hit at 9 in the morning and didn't go down for another 90 minutes. The fuel was already out. He said within 10 minutes of the plane hitting, there was no more jet fuel burning. He said, so where was the jet fuel that melted the steel? It wasn't there anymore.
And why was it at every level, you know? Did you just see the whole column of the building just collapsing and vaporizing, as it were, and all the vaporization of the cement? How could that have happened? And it couldn't have happened without some sort of explosive device.
Well, I mean, it's obvious. You have three skyscrapers all falling within 5 hours. That's never happened before, and it couldn't have happened without man's intervention. I mean, this is clear cut. But I have myself an actual architect who knew the building, and what can you say? He finally went on American TV and said what I said he said all those years ago. After 9/11, Aaron Swirsky phoned me and said it couldn't have happened the way they're saying it's happening. And so that may be one of the first people who reported that 9/11, from the architect, from a major architect of 9/11, Aaron Swirsky, it couldn't have happened. And I quoted him. And lo and behold, right on American TV, there he is saying, well, what he told me, he said.
Sure, and of course, if it was simply the pancaking, as we're told, then there'd have been big chunks of concrete. I mean, there weren't any big chunks of concrete, you know, as floor after floor collapsed. The concrete was just vaporized, and you saw those clouds of dust. I mean, that's what you see with a controlled demolition. You don't see it when a building pancakes, but nobody ever mentions that.
Well, he's a very, very modest conservative man who every now and then sends me an email alert about things very, very conspiratorial. That incident turned one architect into a very, very different human being. And it should be noted there is an Israeli architect out there now whose mind has been changed by the events of 9/11. And I'm going to repeat his name if you want to go looking for him. His name is Aaron Swirsky, S-W-I-R-S-K-Y. Look him up on the Internet. Maybe you'll find some quotes from him from me or from that TV show.
Okay, well, I think that's a very important issue. I think we have to constantly keep coming back because 9/11 was a watershed event, and, of course, that justified us getting into the war with Afghanistan and then Iraq. And now they're planning on getting us to war with the rest of the Muslim world. And everything we can to get us to hate the Muslims, to hate us. After all, take our mind off the economy. We'll be back in just a moment here.
That is healthcare plan.
Let's give every American family a $5,000 refundable tax credit.
But here's what McCain's not telling you. He'd make you pay income taxes on your health benefits, taxing health insurance for the first time ever. The $5,000 tax credit, McCain's own website says it goes straight to the insurance companies, not to you, leaving you on your own to pay McCain's health insurance tax. And that's not all. McCain's tax will drive up costs, causing employers to drop coverage. Experts say 20 million could lose their insurance. We just can't afford John McCain.
Barack Obama's plan, strengthen employer-based coverage by reducing costs, cover pre-existing conditions, and recruit doctors and nurses to serve in small towns and rural communities. Read his plan at barackobama.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
Here's what John McCain says about his health care plan.
Let's give every American family a $5,000 refundable tax credit.
But here's what McCain's not telling you. He'd make you pay income taxes on your health benefits, taxing health insurance for the first time ever. The $5,000 tax credit, McCain's own website says it goes straight to the insurance companies, not to you, leaving you on your own to pay McCain's health insurance tax. And that's not all. McCain's tax will drive up costs, causing employers to drop coverage. Experts say 20 million could lose their insurance. We just can't afford John McCain.
Barack Obama's plan, strengthen employer-based coverage by reducing costs, cover pre-existing conditions, and recruit doctors and nurses to serve in small towns and rural communities. Read his plan at barackobama.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
way I'd like to stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Samish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your books, how they can get to your website, and go right ahead.
Sure. You probably got a DVD in your mailbox today. I sent it out this week, just before the holiday. First of all, the books are at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a box that says search, write in C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. That'll get you to my books. The website is barrychamish.com. And for the new DVD, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, and the book, at Lulu, it's not formatted well enough, so I'll send that out if you call. But the new DVD, my lecture in Atlanta last month, you just call me at 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Back to Israel. Now, there's something going on in Israel that is just really big, and it's the subject of endless commentary. The war against the right and the religious is now in full blossom, and they're doing the stuff, the exact same stuff they did before Rabin was killed. And I just to remind you, Rabin was murdered. I have more than enough proof, but I also have a book called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, which proves beyond doubt that Shimon Peres organized Rabin's murder, that his bodyguard Yoram Rubin killed him. The two went into action against Sharon. But now the memory of Rabin is being used again against the right. Now, it started this week. There were a bunch of incidents, and one was that a pipe bomb was left outside the door of the Peace Now activist Professor Sternhall. And, well, this got the media just up in arms that the dangerous right are trying to blow up harmless professors. It was a Shabak operation. If the right wanted to kill him, they wouldn't use a worthless little pipe bomb with the power of a cherry bomb, a firecracker. But the blame of the settlers, the violent settlers, is all through the Israeli news, and it's a real problem. People who should know better, Aaron Klein is one example, are blaming fringe elements of the settlers for the wave of violence. Baloney, baloney. This is all Shabak. Suddenly there's a million shekel reward for those who planted the pipe bomb. That's the Israeli government. They do it whenever they want to do something bad to the settlers. There is this wave of activity that prove all the settlers are violent and killers. And look, I mean, Sternhall was the perfect target for this. He was terribly, terribly anti-religious, anti-Israeli, the real thing. Nonetheless, there's a purpose behind this. Now, I'm just going to give Olmert, the Prime Minister of Israel, makes a quote after the pipe bomb, and he says there is a direct link between the Rabin assassination and the Sternhall bombing that comes from malice and violence and lawlessness, just like the events that preceded Rabin's murder. I want you to know, first of all, that he's lying through his teeth. I gave him my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, on a Saturday afternoon closing of the Jerusalem Film Festival. He was the guest speaker. I brought the book. I gave it to him. He thanked me very graciously. He knows, not just for my book, he knows politically, he knows that he better behave himself if he doesn't want to suffer the same fate. But there, bring up Rabin again.
Sure. Well, because we've seen the same thing here in America, you know, the danger of the radical right, the Aryan Nation. Aryan Nation was thoroughly financed by the FBI. What about the militia movement here in America? The right-wing militia movement, that was financed by the FBI. The communist movement here in America, oh, the communists were going to take over. This was being financed by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and by our own government. So they create these enemies over there in Ireland, you know, the Irish Republican Army that was killing people. It was headed by members of British intelligence. People find it so difficult to understand this. And in the Philippines, they had the Abu Sayyaf, this group that kidnapped a couple of Americans and killed one of the missionaries. And of course, that was organized by a man named Edward Angeles, who worked for Philippine intelligence. You always create an enemy, and then you can rally the people against the enemy you've created. It's the oldest trick in the world, isn't it?
Well, let's put it this way. In Israel, you have to be a true blue moron not to know who's doing this stuff. But the Israeli people are moronic, and they are now condemning the violent settlers. That means that there's going to be something really bad done to them, and soon. The head of the Shabak, Avi Dichter, also said that we have to remove the violent elements from Judea and Samaria. He's head of the Shabak, and that is very pretentious that the head of the Shabak is in on the action. They're doing the same baloney. People don't believe it in the way they did previous to the Rabin assassination, but many people just are bringing up the assassination from the correct point of view and saying they're at it again. This means trouble. They're probably going to remove us. This is a program. This is a campaign. If you're smart, if you were smart and you lived in Judea and Samaria and you were religious, you would rebel any way you knew how to, but they're not that smart.
Well, you know, it was very interesting. I was thinking of you when I read just last night an article in the New York Times, and the headline was Radical Settlers Do Something, and referring to the settlers in Judea and Samaria. They too use the term radical, and then the article goes on to these extremist settlers and how they're using these inflammatory words to turn people against the settlers there in Israel. And, of course, they want to drive them out. They want to turn the land over to the Palestinians. Of course, it's all about destroying Israel.
Well, the author of that is someone I knew from the very, very far left. Her name is Isabel Kirshner. But read between the lines and you get the idea of what I just said.
Sure.
That's interesting. Then it isn't such a secret campaign going on in Israel. You know about it. They're after the settlers again. This means trouble.
Well, I'm afraid that they're in real trouble, not only from within, from their traitors within, but, of course, from the threat from without, whether it be Hezbollah in the north, Hamas in the south, or certainly Syria to the northeast, and then Iran to the direct east. And all of them are being, one way or another, financed by the United States in preparation for the coming war with Israel. You've got to finance both sides. As we finance the Egyptians and finance the terrorists, it's American tax dollars at work. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Chad, back here for the last segment of the our program this morning with Barry Shammers. Barry, you got about 5 minutes to go.
Oh, boy. All right. I've got, if I'm so honored to speak again, I've got a list of stuff that happened this week. Ami Meshulam, the son of Rabbi Meshulam of the Yemenite Children, is in Canada suffering undisclosed diseases from lethal drugs injected in him by the Israeli government. I met him as a little kid. He's now run away from Israel. Again, the Yemenite Children is a giant secret that, well, Shimon Peres was here.
But you tell our listeners, because they may not remember the story of the Yemenite.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Just quickly, there were babies kidnapped early in Israel's state from Yemen. They were sent to America largely, where they died in atomic experiments. Rabbi Meshulam demonstrated, organized demonstrations for the truth to come out, and he was imprisoned and turned into a zombie with lethal injections. His son ran away to Canada, and apparently he was given the same injections. It's an awful story. When we have more time, maybe we'll dive back into that story. Okay. There was a demonstration in Israel on behalf of Ami Ayalon, and let's leave it and just rush through. Well, Israel bought 15 American F-35 vertical takeoff stealth fighters with an option to buy 50 more. Price tag $15 billion. It was signed before the election, well, first of all, because of a fear of Obama making sure this deal doesn't go through. So they signed it quickly, and, well, because of the vertical takeoff, because of something I've been saying for 2 years, that the rockets are going to make the runways unusable and Israel won't have an air force the next war. So there, we did that quickly. The bailouts. Washington Mutual is bought by Citigroup. Well, Dubai owns 35% of Citibank. The American public is bailing out not the American banks, but American banks owned in large part by Arabs. Well, of course, the debate tonight between
Joseph Biden.
Thank goodness. I'm getting overwhelmed. We're doing this too quickly. Who had two aneurysms and last week talked about the 1929 crash and how FDR was watching TV when he heard about the crash. The man Look, it's two strokes. I had one, and my memory isn't what it used to be. And, of course, Sarah Palin is every bit the nit what she is. You've got two people who should not be seeking public office debating tonight. This week, Palin could not tell Katie Couric one magazine she's ever read in her life. I'm going to be watching the debates. I really am. Just for the spectacle of the wrong people seeking public office in the United States, it might even be entertaining. And finally, I wrote down, we had a caller last week about the Liberty, and I mentioned I work with a British journalist, and somebody wrote me, I've been getting more letters than ever lately from people who've been hearing our show. But the person who asked the question wrote me, and he sent me a link to Peter Hunnam. He was the British journalist I worked with on the Liberty. He was going to do a documentary on Rabin. The BBC nixed it. What he got from me and he worked on was Nasser's so-called heart attack in 1970 during the War of Attrition. I said, I have no proof, but a 51-year-old guy in the middle of a war probably didn't have a natural heart attack. And, well, that's it. I have the name of the British reporter I work with, and it's Peter Hunnam.
All right, for our listeners out there, of course, we're referring to American ship that was actually sunk, or at least they tried to sink it back in 1967, during the 1967 war. It was the USS Liberty. The Israelis attacked it in an effort to sink it, so that, of course, working with our government, that would be used to justify America attacking Egypt. And, of course, it was a terrible situation. A lot of Americans were killed. Two-thirds of the Liberty crew of American ship was either killed or injured in a combined effort by the government of Israel and the American government to justify American going to war. It was one of the great tragedies. It's been covered up ever since then. And, of course, Sidney Berry has talked about this in the past. It's an important issue. We're going to be putting together a four-tape set to tell you this story. A story suppressed to the American people. But go ahead, Barry.
I probably have less than a minute now.
Yeah, go ahead. You got less than a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought so. There, I did five topics in 4 minutes. Just keep in mind what I said from the beginning, that the point of view you're hearing from me, for some reason or another, is not a point of view that is accepted, and it's uncanny because, frankly, I can't imagine another point of view being accepted than the one we discuss on your show.
Well, you're telling them the truth. Unfortunately, the media is controlled and giving the American people a faulty impression. That's why Americans listen to your programs, and I'm glad you're getting more of a response. Hopefully, the American people are going to eventually begin to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful forces that are altering the media and the information that's being presented to them. Well, we're out of time. God bless, Barry. Talk to you again next week.
Great.
Bye-bye,
y'all.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we certainly hope you enjoy our conversations on a regular basis with Barry Shamish. Now, there's so much going on out there. We do hope many of you will certainly want to listen to our programs at RadioLiberty.com. We'll give you an idea of what is really taking place in the world today, and I fear we're lining everything up for a war with the Muslim world. Why do I say that? Because all the information is being put out about how terrible the Muslims are and how inhumane the Muslims are. And certainly there are examples we could give of that. But, of course, there are other examples we could give of the fact that our government is inhumane. It's actually of the use of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki when the Japanese have been trying to surrender for 6 months before that, and we wouldn't let them surrender because we wanted this horrible carnage. And when you understand we're working against organized evil, why so many things begin to make sense, that's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. It's Brotherhood of Darkness, and we suggest you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because you can get the DVD or video, or you can get the tape of it, or you can get all the tape, either the DVD or the video and the tape for, as minimal charge as the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret. It's available on a DVD, and of course we suggest you get that information. There's a syllabus that goes with it. That's the Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, our talk is certainly going on the planned police state, and the syllabus goes with that. All of these things are being planned. And of course, they create the crises, and then, of course, the majority of the people go along with whatever they read in the newspaper. But things are changing, ladies and gentlemen. People know something is seriously wrong. They know we're moving into a major recession. They know they're losing their jobs and losing their savings, and people are frightened, and for this reason, some people are beginning to ask what's going on, and hopefully they are going to be going to our website and getting our information, and lots of DVDs are there, free to watch. Certainly, you can get our two sections, one on DVDs, the other on other videos, and then, of course, you can pull down our newsletters going back, for almost a decade, and you can of course get the various material that we offer and listen to our radio programs on a daily basis on the internet. And you need to help us get the information out, because you see, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, and there really are spiritual forces in the world. There is one realm we live in, and then there is another dimension, a supernatural dimension. And, of course, we're told in the Bible to be wary of this other dimension, to avoid the fortune tellers and the mediums and these other people who are in contact with the other dimension, because God tells us we could be so easily distracted.